Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I just ran out of the studio to conduct some business. Where were we able to get our guest? Fantastic. We've got Jeff Rentz on with us for the full hour. I wanted to get him to cover colony collapse disorder. I wanted to get him to give us his take on Morgellons that he's been pioneering the research on. And also how that dovetails into a host of other issues with the environment. Namely, nanotech, what the government admits is going on with nanotech. I covered a story out of the London Guardian in the last hour, Revolution, Flash Mobs, and Brain Chips, A Grim Vision of the Future. And this is what the Ministry of Defense officially believes and is predicting will happen in the world within 30 years. And then many of the predictions come some as early as the next 5 years, the next 4 years, actually. So we'll be going over that. Also, there's been so many other big developments. Obviously, now E. Howard Hunt, it turns out before he died, wrote up page after page of handwritten notes to his son, St. James, about how he was the commander of the shooters. We already knew that. He was photographed, one of the tramps, along with other known CIA officers, dead, you know, dead, perfect photos of them, and dead on. And so that's come out, cover of Rolling Stone, of all places. Jeff Rentz joins us. He has his own syndicated radio show. He's been on for over 12 years on talk radio, and he hosts a show 9 to midnight central right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm a routine guest. Jeff never does interviews except on this show, and I'm always honored when he joins us. But I twisted his arm to come on because he really is the expert on Morgellons, and I'm ignorant of this. I'm trying to discover if I mean, obviously there's something going on. Obviously there are things in the environment. Every person who's claiming this stuff is not schizophrenic. Are you going to have schizophrenics that think it's happening? Yes, and I run into some of them. Because, you know, then they start saying, I know you're involved with it, or I know, you know, stuff like that. But there are weird things going on with the human body. The honeybees are all dying. It's over 70% dead in Texas, over 60% in the U.S. Major reports, German university studies, have now conclusively shown that one type of BT Monsanto corn strips their intestine walls and allows bacteria to kill them. And so the media is saying, we don't know why, we don't know why, maybe it's GMO. No, we know. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and we have to look at it. And Jeff's found some amazing evidence, and a lot of medical doctors are now saying there's something real here. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Sure, Alex. It's good to be here. Fortunately, my arm is in a sling, but I can still talk fine.
I didn't know. You got hurt.
Well, you twisted my arm.
I mean, you got me, man. You got me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, if anybody is going to twist my arm, it might as well be you.
Jeff, we've only got about a minute before we break, but out of the gates, I want to start just with the basics of what the government and scientists admit about nanotech. And for those that don't know, tell them what nanotech is.
It's a building of small molecular machines from the atom up. They build them one atom at a time. And the potential is literally limitless. It is so infinite, it's scary. And that brings into play all kinds of things. You've heard of the mad scientists, we all have. And it takes literally one lunatic with nanotechnology at his or her hands in a laboratory. And let's say that person has a bad day and has a grudge against people or somebody or whatever. One of the easiest things to make with nanotechnology is a very small molecular machine, which has as its sole function the destruction of every living cell, biological cell it comes into contact with, and it is self-replicating. So that could be the end of everything. I mean, that's how easy it is, folks. That's where we are.
Jeff Rentz, stay there. Honored to have you with us. We're going to come back and get into colony collapse disorder, the pet food, nanotech. How does it all tie together with our friend Jeff Rentz right here on the GCN Network?
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're now 8 minutes into the second hour today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the ninth day of April, 2007. Jeff Rentz of Rentz.com, one of the leaders, if not the leader, in alternative media, and he was just been huge for many, many years, reached hundreds of millions conservatively. Jeff Rentz is our guest. And I just wanted to set the table with this, with the San Francisco Chronicle article I saw a few years ago that we pulled back up from time to time and covered here on air. And the report was an Air Force general talking about antimatter bombs that they'd built, but that they didn't want to test them because it might destroy the entire solar system. They didn't know. I've also seen reports where top scientists at superconducting supercolliders don't want to accelerate certain types of particles, but they're ordered to. Some of them quit because they reported that the mathematics show it could cause some type of chain reaction. I mean, you think the A-bomb, the hydrogen bomb are big. It's 2007. Those are tinker toys, but they still do it. Then on the other front, genetic engineering, thousands of major labs, hundreds of big companies, randomly doing cross-species, mixing, you know, where they put a bug gene, an insect gene, and a mammal, and then put that in a plant, and then put that back into a mammal. They might do 30, 40 different combinations when just one could give rise to a super virus. That was in the mainstream news last week, where splicing humans with pigs did give rise to very serious viruses, because most animal viruses and bacteria we aren't affected by, because there's a buffer. They're different. Those bacteria and viruses are specialized to each host organism, or to each life form, each species. Not now. And again, there's a pell-mell just doing it. Protegene in 97 locations. Just type Protegene in. Pharmacological live AIDS virus in the corn. They had guys in spacesuits out burning down fields. Honeybees carried it out. I have German university reports, zoological reports, insect reports, U.S. reports, CDC reports showing in studies that they would eat the BT corn from Monsanto. This is just one of hundreds of types. That it would go into their stomachs. I covered this yesterday on the Sunday show. It would go into their stomachs. They would eat it. And then it would strip out their intestinal wall to where then they were open. It was like gave them AIDS, basically, to where any bacteria would basically kill them. So, and then the twist is, well, Monsanto says it's not our corn killing them. It just does that to their stomach. And it's not our fault that it causes bacteria to be able to do that. So I'm going to shut up about it and bring in Jeff Rentz, because if all that's scary and that's admitted, what's going on with Morgellons? And now we've got doctors, medical centers saying, yeah, we are pulling out weird plastic fibers, basically, out of people's skin, and it's clear they couldn't have put it there because the skin has been undisturbed. Jeff Rentz, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome. The you mentioned the antimatter bomb, and I didn't know if it would stop and the universe might be destroyed. Well, the same concerns, of course, confronted the Manhattan scientists in the 1940s with the first atomic bomb. But it didn't stop them from lighting it off. Seems that mankind will do whatever mankind does and with no restraint. If they can go there, they'll go there with scant concern for any ramifications that might be derogatory to the lifestyle we are used to living here.
It's also weird. The lust and the race for power. They say, well, if I don't create the antimatter bomb, yeah, they will.
It's all defense. We have to do it first for our own defense, or they will. It's a total crap, of course. It's a joke. Nanotechnology. With electron microscopy, background dispersion, X-ray technology now, through private grants. Now, this isn't our fake CDC doing this. The most that they've done, and we think we pressured them to do it, was appoint a task force, whatever the hell that means, to go out and explore and investigate Morgellons. What we do know from our own work, and I didn't do this, but the people I work with did, and again, they've got the best in technology, they found out that these little fibers in Morgellons patients are clearly nanotechnology, either intentionally or accidentally turned loose in our society, in our species. And as you mentioned about species barrier usually protecting us from cross-transmission of viruses and bacteria, nanotech doesn't care a whit about that. It goes wherever it wants. Any living organism, could be a plant, could be an animal, it doesn't matter.
Well, let's go back, though, because on your website, Rentz.com, you got a whole section, and I was reading a few weeks ago in horror, mainstream reports, government reports, scientific bodies saying, here are the dangers of nanotech, and then, right, lo and behold, that's exactly what's going on.
Right. Well, there have been a few recent news reports about scientists now expressing concern about this new field. Should we slow down? Should we have a regulatory body and so forth? And, of course, it's not going to happen. There are countless thousands of people working in countless areas of nanotech. It's all being pushed forward. You talked about bees. Very fascinating, because it certainly could be a GM issue. No question, Alex, about it. But we also are getting reports now, and we have bees going off to the lab now for examination, that the common fly, at least one fly, was found to have its brain, or what it passes for a brain, packed with these fibers. So it looks as if they are able to anchor and start replicating in any life form. They are a parasite, if you will. But remember, don't think bacteria, don't think virus, don't think anything we understand. These are little molecular machines, and they have a job, and they have been programmed to do something. They're self-starting, they're self-replicating, and they keep right on going. And there's no antibiotic that really can do anything to slow them down at all. They just they do what they're designed to do. Here is, if I might, the current definition of Morgellons that I've assembled with some help from Shoshana Allison and a couple of others. And I put this together, and I think it tells the story. Now let me read this. It's something that some of you probably have never heard before. It's one long paragraph, but it'll tell you what we know now as of April 2007. Morgellons. You can call it a disease, by the way, an affliction, an infestation, a syndrome, whatever you want. That's a parasite. but it's not a parasite in an animal form. A communicable nanotechnology invasion of human tissues in the form of self-assembling, self-replicating nanotubes, nanowires, nanoarrays with sensors and other nanoconfigurations, some carrying genetically altered and spliced DNA and RNA. These nanomachines thrive in alkaline pH conditions and use the body's own bioelectric energy and other unidentified elements for power. There is some evidence these tiny machines possess their own internal batteries. They are also believed to be able to receive specific tuned microwave, EMF, and ELF signals and information. To what end is not known. The symptoms vary from open skin lesions, from which colored or plain fibers emerge. There are five or six different colors of these fibers. These lesions do not scab over normally. You won't get a brown, firm scab on them. They heal extremely slowly and never become bacterially infected. Now think about that. They never become infected. The suggestion is something in these nanotech machines is harmful to bacteria and prevents these lesions from becoming infected. The symptoms also include brain fog, forgetfulness, short-term memory loss, fatigue, depression, and so forth. It is also established that Morgellons nanomachines are commonly found in all body fluids, orifices, and often even hair follicles, and are believed to routinely achieve total body systemic penetration. It is reported by nearly all afflicted that Morgellons nanomachines seem to have some kind of hive or group intelligence. Communicability appears to be possible, probable, through shedding of the fibers by the infected and through all normal bacterial or viral vectors. Some fibers have been shown to withstand temperatures in excess of 1400 degrees Fahrenheit, meaning routine sterilization for Morgellons nanomachines in all reusable medical and dental medical equipment and instruments is now moot. There is also strong evidence linking chemtrail aerosol fibers to Morgellons fibers, although proof of transmission through aerial spraying remains anecdotal at this time.
Now, Jeff, I want to approach this. I mean, I'm going to just say that I don't know what's going on with Morgellons, but I've seen the TV reports on the news where it showed different medical, you know, institutions with medical doctors going, we didn't believe it, but we really did pull out some type of weird plastic fiber, and it doesn't look like they could have put it in their skin. But at the same time, obviously, there are people out there who are paranoid and have mental problems who are going to then think they have this, and then because of them being out there acting crazy, that'll then cause it to where people who may really have this won't get, you know, attention paid to them, because I know you're in this business. I'm in this business. You run into plenty of nuts, and you know, it's not enjoyable, let me tell you. But certainly there are a lot of advanced technologies. We know that there's been studies for decades of nanotech as a weapon platform, because all you have to do is get a particle of nanotech that was designed to self-replicate out of normal body tissues, and it would just start replicating until it literally just ate up large sections of the body. So we know these technologies exist. The question is, is that what this Morgellons is? And you've done a lot of research and posted a lot of, at first they were saying there was nothing to it, but now there have been these medical reports. Do you have those in front of you? Because I've seen them over the last year and the last few months. You know, all those different medical institutions and several different laboratories that did look at it and did say that they found something.
Well, the biggest one so far is the Mayo Clinic, of course, and the Mayo Clinic has put out a formal paper on Morgellons, which is very good to read. We've got that up at the site as well. I don't know what to tell you about what the actual knowledge of the scientific community is at this point. I did speak to a dermatologist personally a couple of weeks ago and asked this nice young woman, well qualified, nice degrees and so forth. Do you have Morgellons patients? Do you see Morgellons? She says, oh yeah, we get them in here, but they're just skin pickers. And I said, have you done any research online? Oh, I've seen some of that, but these people are primarily just fixated on their skin, and they start picking and they can't stop. She didn't want to hear about it. That's the majority of the dermatological community right now. That's how they think. They don't know. There's some are threatened by it, of course.
But the Mayo Clinic said that...
We'll read that when we come back.
Yeah, so I mean, you got major medical institutions saying something's going on. We're not saying there aren't nuts out there who then think this is what they have. You know, there's nuts who think that their heart isn't beating.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush and Prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
There really are hydrogen bombs. They really have admitted that they've been working on antimatter weapons. They have particle beams. They have nerve gas that the smallest micron will kill you dead as a doornail. They have supercomputers that can beat any human at chess. Our military is going over to fleets of drone aircraft We know that going back 30, 40 years, they had developed the term nanotech and had huge government secret projects on it. I don't know what's going on. And I have to be honest, a year ago, 2 years ago, when I first heard about this, I thought, oh, that's just nuts. And then I started looking at the Mayo Clinic and other medical reports and, you know, on TV, them doing surgeries where there was no place where they put the fibers in themselves, and then there are these fibers. And then you got the honeybees dying. You know, I mean, there's definitely, I mean, they dump in the ocean to eat oil slicks, genetically engineered bacteria, having no idea what that'll do. I mean, the point is, we don't know. We have to investigate. And Jeff Rentz has done more investigation than anybody I know. Talk show host right here on Genesis, the website's Rentz.com. Jeff, continuing, what did the Mayo Clinic say? And again, you've got news clips, video clips, documents up on Rentz.com, but just boil it down for us.
Well, we have, for anybody really interested in researching this, put together a tremendous database, and you'll see the primary and featured stories. But at the bottom of that box, it says more. When you click on more, you'll see dozens, scores and scores of photographs and articles. This is a silica-based, some kind of a high-density polyethylene fiber, but it doesn't just take that configuration. There is more to it. It produces other things, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. The Mayo Clinic finally put forth a paper on this on April 9th, which is actually more courageous. It wasn't April 9th. It was earlier than that, but they've updated it, I can see. This is more courageous than the CDC has done or any other of the professional AMA organizations, which so far are standing off from this at great distance. I suggest the CDC at the highest levels already knows what this is about, but they're doing what they always do, just like they do with mad cow disease. We had two cases officially here. Forget about it. We've got cases all over the place. But this is what the CDC hasn't done that the Mayo Clinic has. Here's the Mayo Clinic. Morgellons disease, managing a mysterious skin condition. Morgellons disease is controversial. Here you'll find answers to common questions and so forth. And they go on from there. If you suspect that you have Morgellons, and a lot of you thinking out there right now, probably, maybe I do. Gee, I got these weird stuff in my skin. Well, the skin is the biggest organ of the body, of course. It's quite a sophisticated and vital organ, and it does have many things, from HPV to psoriasis. What was it? Most young British boys now, the majority, have psoriasis. Think about that. I wonder what they really do have. By the way, a majority also of British boys are too fat for military service. We don't have the only obesity epidemic in the world here. 16 countries now have reported Morgellons disease. That's the reported acknowledged cases. But what are the signs and symptoms according to the Mayo Clinic now? Skin lesions accompanied by intense itching. Not always the case, I'm going to throw in parenthetically here. Itching is not always necessarily there. Sometimes pain, sometimes discomfort, and sometimes all three. Number two, crawling sensations on or under the skin, often compared to insects moving, stinging, or biting. This is maybe the creepiest part for some people. Number three, fatigue significant enough to interfere with daily activities. Number four, inability to concentrate and difficulty with short-term memory. And then there are behavioral changes, and those have been described to me by people who have had Morgellons for 7 and 8 years as being a tendency for negative personality traits to intensify. I have to leave it with that. Fibers, which can be white, blue, green, red, or black, in and on the lesions and under the lesions. These signs and symptoms, said the Mayo Clinic, might appear along with changes in vision, stomach pain, or other gastrointestinal symptoms, and changes in skin texture and pigmentation as well. Morgellons disease shares characteristics with various recognized conditions, including ADD, chronic fatigue, Lyme, obsessive compulsive disorder, that's getting fixated on something and I'm unable to back off or let it go, and a lot of people have that now. And a mental illness involving false beliefs about infestation by parasites. Now, this is what a lot of dermatologists, of course, have dished off to Morgellons sufferers. They say you've got DOP, delusions of parasitosis. Well, they don't have DOP. That's the bottom line. Once in a while, you'll get someone, like you mentioned, Alex, and rightly so, that is obsessed with picking and scratching and all the rest of it. There are psychotic individuals out there, but this Morgellons is not a psychotic issue.
We'll be right back. I should have gotten more of this together before the show, but I've seen all these news pieces, and they've got doctors, and it shows them, removing them. I want to talk about some of those video clips I've seen up on your site. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The problem is, so many real calamities have taken place that have been kept quiet. So many incredibly dangerous things have transpired that we're just now learning of that who knows what is true. Jeff Rentz, what convinced you of Morgellons being real? I mean, I I've read all these medical reports and seen doctors and, you know, Oklahoma Medical Center, and they're pulling them out saying, yeah, there's something there. We don't know what it is. What convinced you of this being real?
I think the scientific research by Dr. Hildegard Stanninger, other MDs and researchers pushed me as a journalist to accept reality. I read the reports, I saw the data, but much like with chemtrails, Alex, years ago people were telling me, in, you know, 96, you know, about the time you started seeing them too, when they began in earnest that these things are being sprayed, and I said, ah, come on, those are just persistent contrails. Until one day I was lying, taking an afternoon siesta, and in Santa Barbara, my hometown, looking up at the beautiful blue sky, nothing in the sky, not a cloud anywhere, gorgeous, about 2 in the afternoon, and a big jet flew over, I don't know, 10,000 feet, not very high. And behind it, two incredibly huge plumes. And I got up and looked, and I said, what is that? It looked like cotton candy. And it went from horizon all the way to the other end of the horizon. And then one, another, and another. And I watched this thing. I waited for it to dissipate. It didn't dissipate. It just got raked out by the prevailing west to east winds, turned into a high-looking cloud, and then overcast. And anyway, the rest was history. I saw it. The same thing with Morgellons. What locked it up for me was seeing it in someone's skin and actually pulling fibers out personally. I've done it. I've seen them. I've looked at them under microscopes, 50-60 power. I've seen colored fibers. I've seen these little roundish looking objects that appear to be the body's fat, and that's the latest wisdom. The body's fat somehow is either being used by these things, or the body is trying to encapsulate some of the fibers by pushing fat deposits around it. These fat deposits also are accompanied by very small items under magnification. You can see them. Microscopy only needs to be about 50 power. They look like crystals, little crystalline structures. And often in the fat or in the crystals, you'll see these fibers embedded within them. Some of the little crystalline structures, which are irregular in shape but roundish in overall appearance, have black dots in them, like a little black eye. And the prevailing thoughts about those are that they may be the early stages of a fiber before it starts to grow. But again, these things don't just appear as fibers. There are other things involved.
Well, this sounds like some kind of science fiction, late night horror movie.
Well, it's worse than that, because the people that get this disorder don't know who to talk to. They have no one to talk to, most of them. Every state in the union has reported this now. And we think there may be millions of people carrying it. Maybe millions of people are not showing infestation, obviously, yet. We do think it's systemic. I mean, the skin portion of it may just be the last stage of it when it finally works its way to the top and starts to push its way out. We don't know. But with all the other symptoms, the mental symptoms and the physical symptoms and in all body fluids and so forth, these are systemic. They don't just stay in the skin. They obviously, in most patients, we can't say for sure all of them, but in most patients, apparently go systemically. Now, Jan Smith, who has had this for 8 years, had a right knee replaced. We've talked about this on the program. I've done 7 specials on this now. Right knee was replaced, I guess, a couple of years ago, and the surgeon came to her afterward and said, "Did you know that your joint was bad? We replaced it. But your knee joint was full of these little fibers, little microscopic fibers." And she knew she had something. She knew she had Morgellons then. She didn't tell the doctors. Well, the next time she had the other knee replaced, they put her in total ISO and wore respirators when they did the surgery. And the same thing. The other knee was packed full of these little fibers. Then she had lower back surgery about, I guess, 4 or 5 months ago now, maybe less, and the lumbar area. And the incision healed very slowly, as is not always, but commonly, occurrent with Morgellons. And out of the incision came fibers crawling right out. Now, they've taken these fibers and put them in all kinds of hostile liquid environments, and they've tried to burn them, and as I mentioned earlier, they do withstand, most of them, 1400 degrees approximately Fahrenheit. But putting them in straight absolute bleach was fascinating. Overnight, these fibers literally crawled to the side of the glass beaker and up the side of the beaker and up the glass stir stick that was apparently left in the beaker. So they are motile. We have video at rents.com showing these little fibers actually moving. Some of them actually move. They have a motility. We don't know what they're doing. Some of them look as if they have tiny hairs coming off them, radiating off the primary fiber, which look for all the world like a receiving antenna. We don't know that they have to look like an antenna to act like an antenna, but we do feel the potential is there for these to pick up some kind of EMF, ELF, or otherwise microwave-induced communications. We don't know what they're doing in the body, but the thought also is there may be several things going on in there. It may not be just one type of nanotechnology that's gotten loose. It could be two or three.
Well, Jeff,
we just don't know.
Jeff, let me go back here for a minute. Are you saying you have video of them climbing out of the glass? Because that would convince me.
I have video of them moving in a slide environment, not staying, just on a slide held down. We just put that up about 2 weeks ago. And if you watch the fiber under video conditions, it will move. It moves. They move.
And how do you know that's not some type of...
Well, you have to trust who's doing the work.
Wind, yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's in a lab setting. There's no wind in the
lab. No, but I mean air conditioning. Moving your hand. I mean, I'm not, Jeff, yeah. I mean,
You're asking good questions. These are good questions. It's a slide. It's a covered slide. And it's under video. They move.
Well, I mean, I certainly know that. In fact, I've even seen on CNN. One day I was like on the exercise bike at the gym, and they had CNN on. That's one of the few times I watch TV. I'll watch it for like an hour while I'm on an exercise bike. And they had the closed caption, and it showed doctors. I think it was in Oklahoma. They were medical doctors going, "We didn't believe this, and we're not saying what it is, but there's no way they put those fibers in themselves. This stuff's under the skin."
That's right.
Just from memory, do you know what report that was, Jeff? Because I was looking around your site, and I couldn't find it. That was probably 6 months ago, so.
I've got a bunch, but again, you just look at the Morgellons feature story. At the bottom, it says more, and there must be 40 or 50, 60 reports in there now. It's all there.
Now, tell us about the particular doctor you just mentioned a few minutes ago who convinced you. Tell us about that person.
Dr. Hildegard Staniger, Ph.D. She's an environmental toxicity expert. This is right up her professional alley. She's working with a number of other physicians, and she's been on all the special programs. But trying to keep this from being exploited. In the media, we were trying to present this low-key but with solid science every step of the way. Too many people want to get these things and run wild with them and say, the end of the world, it's science fiction here, it's going to wipe out all humanity and life forms on the planet. No, bird flu could do that easier and more quickly. But this is a whole new issue, and we think it's the heritage of a lack of planning and a lack of an honest-to-God agenda in the beginning of evaluating nanotechnology and what the potential it has. Just like GM and crops, same thing. They're pushing for money, pushing for defense, pushing for our safety, so they're developing these nanomachines. And the potential of this, again, is limitless. Limitless what they can do.
Well, I'll tell you why, Jeff, that from the video clips I've seen, the reports I've read, I mean, I'm trying to investigate this, and I respect you, and so, I add a lot of credibility to it because of that, and you know a lot more than I do about this, so I'm pretty much reserving judgment, but something's going on, and if one example of hundreds I could use, Protegene, based in Texas, in 97 locations, back in the, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago, and it was in the Associated Press and in a few newspapers, but it was still wasn't a big report, didn't break out in the national media, planted pharmacological corn that grows live HIV virus in them. And I told people about that on there, and they laughed at me then. I'm like, no, this is admitted. And I even drove out side Austin, it's in between here and Crawford, and went and looked at one of the facilities where it had been grown at this research lab, open air, and they admitted that bees carried this stuff off. It's like an X-Files episode. So they will, and again, that's one example of, I said hundreds, it's thousands of just open air tests they're doing at any one time. And I told the story yesterday on the radio, on the Sunday show I did from 4 to 6 p.m., that I'm a couple years ago at a Conan's Pizza, getting a pizza to bring home to my wife, and this guy comes and pokes me in the back of the shoulder, and he says, "Hey, man, you're a liar about spider goats. There's no such thing. You can't cross species, and I used to like you, but now I know you're a liar." And he was kind of lording over me. I said, "Listen, leave me alone." I said, "Fine." And he kept arguing. I started getting rude. I said, "Listen," because he was saying, he took biology in college. And I said to him, I said, "Well, when were you in college? In the 70s? He goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Mac, it's 2000 and something. It isn't the 1970s. Things have changed." And, I said, "Why don't you just type in a search engine, spider goats?" Yeah, I mean, I've had the CEO of the company on. Body Armor comes out of their milk. Spider web. They got sheep that are 15% human. They got pigs that are 20-something percent human. And that's, as you say, Jeff, what we know of. So, the sky's the limit now. Who knows what's going on?
Now the door is open. And believe me, as Alex has said, experiments have been gone into in the past that probably would make our hair stand up on end. We don't know what they've done, but believe me, they have done probably everything you could think of, and then some, or have tried to.
Look, here's an example. My dad is a dentist, and also then became an oral surgeon, and was doing a lot of implants in Dallas. This is when I was like in junior high, and he was like, "Well, we may move to Maryland, or we may move out here," because I don't want to do government work. They're offering me a lot of money because they want to know how to graft technology, and they need more people. They say it's a big operation, planting things into bone in cybernetics. I mean, folks, if they're trying to recruit my dad, the Dallas dentist, this must be big. And he said they were trying to recruit a bunch of other oral surgeons. I mean, they were trying to recruit hundreds of Dallas dentists, okay? And then, you know, boom, Dr. Deagle, medical doctor, they tried to recruit him for this. I mean, now every doctor, many doctors and people who have any expertise in grafting into bone, just on the cybernetics end.
I know. I just sit back sometimes and say, how much time is there left before somebody makes the big mistake and we have a worldwide catastrophe?
Well, this was a secret project they tried to recruit him into.
Well, I understand. There are dozens of secret projects, maybe more.
Hundreds.
And they have how much money to conduct these secret projects? As much as they want. Yeah, the mixing of human genes. And for those of you who remember and have read, remember Edgar Cayce? And his readings on Atlantis, whether or not you agree with the guy, it was pretty provocative stuff. In the 20s and 30s, he was a very hardcore Christian fundamentalist, and yet he'd be able to go into trances and literally pull a book off a shelf with anybody involved in his research and open it up and read all about that person, what their physical health was like, what could be done to make their health better, and about their past lives. I'm keeping this very short, but Cayce did a lot of research in his waking state, which discounted his trance state work. So you had a real conflict with the man. But the trance state work about Atlantis talked about the end times for them came when they began to mix human and animal. That was a hallmark of the last days of Atlantis. And we're doing that same thing now. We're playing God with things we should never have touched. And the open air thing of growing HIV in corn is a sheer insanity. Sheer insanity. And they've been doing it since the first GM crop trial when they promised all of us around the world in their press releases that don't worry, we're going to do this in 1 acre or 2 acres and nothing will get loose. I laughed. I laughed at it then. You did too, Alex. You knew it was a lie. They can't control bees or insects or the wind. And look what they did to Percy Schmeiser in Canada with the canola. Blew into his fields, infected his crop with GM canola. Monsanto sued him and won, wiped him out. Saying you stole our patent, it's in your crop. He claims that they flew over and sprayed his crop. An older man, 78, 79.
Oh no! Well, they admitted that they flew over and dropped. This was the National Geographic. That's how I learned about it. And dropped Roundup bombs just to kill a bunch of his plants. And they do this. This is admitted. Now, again, that's trespassing, but it's okay for them to do it because they got all the money. And then in the circle of where they drop the Roundup, if one or two plants live, they know that means it has their genes. And sure enough, they hire former Royal Mounted Police in Canada. It's FBI here. It's been in fact, I interviewed families from Nebraska and places who come on your land and grab your corn, grab your soybeans, grab your canola, and then they go analyze the plant. And if they find 1% Monsanto Terminator gene or Roundup Ready or whatever,
you're sued.
And then they literally finance and run the court in St. Louis that hears all those cases where Monsanto is also based. And Monsanto's head, back in the late 90s, maybe it was 2000, said to the press, oh, we're just going to infect everything, and then you won't have a choice but to eat GMO.
Well, that's what they're going to try and do with the organic industry, too.
Last time I checked, 87%, and there's hundreds, of corn varieties are infected with one type of Monsanto corn.
It's 87, wow.
And that's the BT corn. That's the one that they admit gets into the stomach of the bee. Mm-hmm. And then, understand, folks, they put a bacteria into the corn, because then most insects will not then eat the corn, but the bee still eats it. So it has a pesticide. It says toxic to insects, but mm-hmm. then we're eating it.
And that pesticide, of course, can combine with the bacteria and create new creatures and so forth. It's amazing what's going on.
Well, that's what it said, is that somehow it's allowing then all these other bacteria to get through the stomach wall, the intestine wall of the bee.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what the final decision on what's killing the bees is. Maybe a couple of three things, but bees pollinate over 90 different fruits and vegetables that we eat. They pollinate 16 to 18% of all of the flowers and plants on the planet. So yeah, it's a catastrophe in the making. What's the loss of the hives in Texas again? 70%.
Yes, it's over 70%. Well, AP says 70. German report says over 70. It's pretty darn serious. And then areas of Europe are seeing the entire U.S. has over a 60%.
Wow. Well, I go back again to what the Mayo said, and I was so glad to see it. This is, they're far in the lead of the CDC. And when they start talking about Morgellon symptoms, mimicking ADD, when did ADD start? 10, 15 years ago, right? Other things that have been epidemic in the last 10 to 15 years, these things could be causing all kinds of trouble in people and not showing up on their skin. That's the bottom line. We just don't know.
Well, regardless, we know that the phony environmental groups are out there just trying to snatch property, restrict development for larger financial institutions and get a global tax in the name of fighting man-made global warming when, yeah, even if you believe that, the tax will do nothing about it. Meanwhile, the military dumps nerve gas in the ocean. They do open-air testing of, you know, all these thousands of things. There's all sorts of allergies are just way up.
Yeah, and they use radioactive waste for fertilizer, too, now. Isn't that clever?
Oh, yeah, and they're spraying a lot of the crops now with different types of fluoride as a pesticide, but it's okay for you to eat it. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Appreciate you coming on with us today. And in the closing minutes we've got together, tell us about some of the stuff you're going to be working on over at Rents.com in the next days and weeks to come.
Okay, but before we do that, let me suggest I've got the video you asked about. and I can direct you where to find it. Look at the bottom of the Morgellons feature story box where it says More Data, and go to that page which says Shocking Morgellons Fibers Video, and you'll see video, live videotape of these little, they're like fatty, like yellow gristle things that people pull out of these lesions, or that actually form what is not a scab, but a callus over the lesion. They don't form normal scabs. You won't get a brown, hard scab. You'll get kind of a callousy thing, which have these things. And you look at this video. It's Shocking Morgellons Fibers Video. I'm going to pull it back up to the home page. It's only 2 minutes and 25 seconds. And it's one of the most impressive videos you'll ever see. It's remarkable. So there's that. I hope this has been helpful to people out there. And all I can suggest to your listeners, and which I do to my listeners as well, is don't go to your doctor. Don't go to your dermatologist. Don't waste your time. Do your own research. Read the material on Rents.com. Do a Google search if that's not enough for you. But keep reading. Keep looking. There is a Morgellons board for people who can write in, talk with each other, share experiences, get support that way. Depression is a common one. People feel shunned, like they have leprosy, don't want to go out. We just don't know how communicable this is. The story of Billy Koch, the Oakland A's baseball pitcher, who 3 years ago was the number one reliever in baseball, had 44 saves. He's out of baseball, through, finished. He got Morgellons. In his case, it involved messing with his neurological system to the extent that he had muscle twitching. He couldn't pitch, so he had to quit. His wife and all three of their little children have it now. So it is vectorable. We just don't know how.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate you joining us, and I guess I'm back on your show the 24th or something?
24th, Tuesday, yes. That would be something that God only knows what will happen between now and then.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Alex. Thanks very much.
You bet. God bless you. There goes Jeff from Rents.com, Jeff Rents. And a lot of you have been asking me about it. I've watched a bunch of newscast clips and CNN and read government reports and documents, and I think in some of the cases, there's definitely something going on. I've got to tell you, though, that in my experience with crazy people, but maybe they weren't crazy, you know. People think I'm crazy because I say there's a North American Union, and I say the government might be corrupt, or that the honeybees are dying. You know, they call anybody who thinks the government killed Kennedy when the president's lawyer, the president's mistress, and now the head of the shooters have all gone public, saying the government killed him. So, but I remember folks, you know, over the years coming up and saying, I've got chips under my skin, and I've got this stuff coming out from under my skin. And then when I tell them, okay, well, thank you, I don't have time to really help you because I don't know how to help you. What, you're with them? Have they gotten to you? Are they telling you not to? And I'm just like, man, come on. Come on. So, because of all, so many times I've said that's not real, that's not happening, that's not going on, and it's turned out to be the case that on this, because the Mayo Clinic and some other clinics have said there could be something there, we covered it, and I think Jeff is a credible, smart guy and has an open mind on a lot of issues. So we interviewed him on that subject, and we appreciate him coming on. All right, when we get back, I'm just going to open the phones up, and we're going to be taking your calls, and I'm going to get into a bunch of really important news.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.